Delhi, actually, I was staying with one of my friend in a house actually. So that house is actually a part of another family. They are living, they are belongs to, I think, in Uttar Pradesh. So we lived, I think, 1 year in that house. So somehow I think I got more interest to learn that Hindi also. So I learned, I think, to communicate with them. So I can speak Hindi with a little bit my Tamil accent. But because the language Hindi is not related to Tamil.
Right.
Because in India there are two languages, like Sanskrit and Tamil.
Right, so there Sinhala, are, my native language, Sinhala, is more closely related to Hindi than Tamil.
So it is very difficult to pronounce Hindi words perfectly because my mother tongue, Tamil, is not related to Hindi.
Right.
So whatever we speak, it will look almost like a Tamil. So,
Do you feel strongly about the Tamil language? Do you read Tamil literature?
Actually, Tamil is very has a very strong literature, and it has in depth. And they have very more Tamilians are, I think, always more affectionate with their language and culture. So they are more resistant to Hindi. And I think the only state in India we are totally against Hindi.
I remember, I guess long time ago there was some talk of having a national language.
Still I think we have, all the states have three language programs, but our state has only two language programs.
Even in Sri Lanka, one of the reasons for this ethnic problem in Sri Lanka has to do with language.
I think.
Right. So that in the 50s and 60s, the central government wanted to have a national language. And that
That
made
is
a lot of people
the
very
main
unhappy.
Problem in India too. So, I think I learned, I think, somehow to communicate with people like hospital employees and department technicians. And if we go outside in the market, in the shops, sometimes some people cannot understand English.
Right.
So we have to speak in Hindi.
Right.
Or we have to take help with some other people. So it is very difficult to take always some people with us.
Right.
So
we were talking, talking about, so your parents were trying to get you married.
Yeah.
But the horoscopes would match, but none of the...
none of the people are not ready to send their daughter to Delhi.
Delhi.
So, I think 1 year before that, in 94 I saw one girl. She is, her horoscope is matched with us, with me. Then we saw the girl, because we have a custom, as soon as the everything, horoscope and everything is okay, they will ask you to come and visit their house and see the girl.
It's very similar in Sri Lanka also.
Yeah.
I have horoscope also, but my wife has no horoscope, so we couldn't match it.
So
you go to the, normally you go to the girl's house?
Yeah.
Or you come to
no, normally the boy has to go to their girl's
house.
So I went to, I think, to see that girl. She's okay. I said, I'm ready to get married that girl. My parents also said okay. But the problem is, they said, you are still studying. You don't have any decent job. Yeah, so they said, if you get a job, we will try to arrange marriage. Then I said, I don't know, now it may be difficult. I will definitely get a job, but I cannot give any guarantee when I will get. So then, at that time, I think didn't happen, my marriage. Then I went to back to Delhi. Then after a year, I came to my house. In the meantime, my parents looking everywhere, desperately, because I am almost, I think, at that time, 31 years old. So normally in our place, they will get married as soon as the boy reached around 25. So,
So you were late.
Yeah, almost already late. They are afraid.
Were you concerned about it?
No, I didn't concern about much because I don't have any, decent job or anything. I have to some kind of support, you know. As soon as I come out of my All India Institute of Medical Science, I have to get a good job to support my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't. I'm not desperate getting in married.
Mm-hmm.
So. In the meantime, I think almost I finished my research project and I was writing my thesis. So in the meantime, at that 1995 summer, I went to my home. So my parents already looking lot of bunch of horoscopes.
Tell us about how he met you now.
Yeah. Actually, in my after my completion, I think I my parents has a lot of horoscopes, including Lata's. So, but most of the horoscope I think didn't match. I think Lata's horoscope matched with us.
Mm-hmm.
With my horoscope. And she is just 1 mile away from my home.
Mm.
So that way I think both her parents and my parents are actually they are not directly, they don't know each other, but they know a lot of people through other people. They are they come very close because
they know
through somebody, I think. So then some of her relatives also, two relatives for my family, from my family.
Mm-hmm.
So almost we are, because we used to get married almost in the same community.
Right.
So the caste also, everything they will look.
Mm-hmm.
So finally I think, so we went to see Lata and he said, I think, okay for marriage, and they also didn't raise much questions about my job or my other things, because they know very well our family, I think through some of the relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And even if I am not getting the job, I think they are ready to give their daughter because they like me and my education and other things.
Mm-hmm.
They are sure I think I may get a good job.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm in July actually we are finalized everything.
Mm-hmm.
So marriage.
July of 1995?
Yeah, July 1995. So I think we then
not
our
married, engagement.
Yeah, engagement. So
where is that?
Engagement. 95.
Only their engagement. We are fixed our marriage in the December. Because I have to submit my thesis. Still
right.
I didn't submit my thesis.
Right.
So then I went back to Delhi and submitted my thesis. In the meantime, I am trying to looking for job in India. And
were you looking in Tamil Nadu or close to your hometown?
No, I didn't try because the scopes are very less. If you look, because in my place, I cannot get after PhD. I think it is I have to go to universities. If I want to do continue my research, I have to go to universities or
right.
big institutes. So I was looking job some institutes, but before that I got more interested to do some sort of training in US, because in I think in my institute all the people after that PhD mostly they go to
US
or Europe, sometime UK,
Japan.
Even some people these days are going Japan.
Right.
So they want to get some experience like those countries developed in science.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to get some exposure in developed nations,
countries.
Right.
countries. So I also applied a lot of places which directly related.
When did you apply? Was this after you got married or before?
Before marriage also I have applied, because in Delhi we have effective internet connections,
right.
Emails, but at the time we don't have internet, but we have email facility. So I can communicate with other people, I think, without much.
So did you talk to your parents about your desire to go to America for, or do you, did you?
Yeah, I told them before. I think when I was doing my PhD, I informed to all my family and relatives I want to go for USA for some years,
mm-hmm.
to get some experience.
Mm-hmm.
So that may help, I think, to get a good job in India. Like that I can do more effective way. I think I can get good education, and I can join with good education institutes in India. So they are almost agreed, because they don't want to stop my, I think, ambition and other things. So they are proud of me to send to other places, because they also get more proud, you know. They can say their son is doing science in US or something,
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I never discouraged these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, then in, I think, December we got married. So after 1 month, in Tamil Nadu, we went back
to Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
I think after my marriage, I think I got some response from University
days.
Of North Carolina.
Mm. 2-3 days after the marriage?
Yeah, after marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a mail saying that they asked me some reference letters. So then after reaching Delhi, I sent the reference letters.
When did you come to North Carolina? In 96?
Yeah, in 96, August I came.
So Sulatha, when you went to Delhi, was that the first time that you had gone
yeah.
to Delhi?
Yeah,
yes.
First time,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
But before that you must have been to Madras. And
yeah, after come back, my place,
yeah.
Salem.
Okay.
So after 7 months pregnant.
I see,
he is asking, when did you reach Delhi? Is before you, do you visit Madras and other places in Tamil Nadu? You visit Madras.
Yeah.
You have, so it was not a big change for you, the big city.
Yeah, Delhi is big city, but population and pollution,
mm-hmm.
everything lot of.
No, they are asking about culture and
culture,
do you feel different or
feel different language.
Mm-hmm.
So I use only English and Tamil.
Right.
My mother language is only Tamil.
Right.
It's not in.
So
it's everybody speak Hindi.
Right.
It's not everybody not talk in English.
Right.
So everybody speak Hindi, but I don't understand.
Uh-huh.
But I like Delhi, but
mm.
Some problem, language problem.
Yeah.
So I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, she stayed only 3 months.
I
stayed 4 months only.
6 months, 5 months.
So
five
that
months.
Also.
So then you came back to Tamil Nadu,
yeah.
and went and stayed in your house.
Yeah, stay
yeah.
in 1 month, stay in both my house.
Both
because
there.
We
after
are very close.
In the
just,
yeah, after we come to...
Yeah, actually, she is pregnant at the time.
Right.
So I don't
Seven
want to
something.
Come and because this country, I think everything is
the
difficult.
Insurance problem.
So not only insurance, but we have people, parents and relatives. So they are not, they are afraid of pregnancy, you know, if something happened. So it is difficult to take care of. I cannot take care of all the things.
Right.
So it is a new place and a new environment. I don't know anybody here.
I think that made sense.
Mm.
So we don't want to take any risk.
So when you left, Lata was 7 months pregnant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I came.
Somebody's ask. He go. You go to US.
Yeah,
Lata
of
people. Son is a US citizen. Somebody's ask. But I don't like US citizen.
Right.
So I like Indian citizen.
Uh-huh.
But I know. So
right.
Everybody is asked, go, you go
yeah,
US.
Yeah, she got visa. But so
yeah,
many
everything
people,
finished. But
so
I don't like.
But it would have been difficult for you to come here.
Yeah.
And also, 2 months after coming here.
Yeah.
To suddenly have a small baby.
Yeah.
In there, you have
first
a lot
delivery.
Of, right,
it's different.
Lot of support.
Yeah.
You have your family.
Yeah.
But it must have been difficult for you to see your husband leave when you were 7 months pregnant, knowing
yeah.
that in 2 months you were going to.
Yeah, but
yeah.
the problem, they have a lot of. My parents and her parents, so
like
her grandmother, so they are living all nearby places.
Right.
So she don't have much problem because for few days it may be difficult for her.
Mm-hmm.
So after that I think other people are taking care and they will, our system also I think hospitals are compared to US it is very
difficult.
Cheap and I think they can. You can stay as long as you like in the hospitals.
Right.
So you
I'll stay in 11 days hospital.
So yeah.
Yeah. After delivery, before 4 or 5 days stay in hospital.
Mm.
More or less 15 or 16 days stay in hospital.
Mm.
So
they won't do that here.
Yeah. He's cesarean.
I see. So that then.
Yeah.
For that day you would stay.
But this country is difficult. Only 48 hours stay in hospital after go to home. Managing.
Right.
Different. My parents and her parents is crying. no, it's okay. They stay in India.
So, what about you, Siva?
Yeah,
what,
after
what
reaching,
like?
First week I have very difficult time because totally different environment and different culture and different people. But in terms of culture, I don't have much difficulty as soon as I come here. So then we are looking for an apartment, but we didn't get any apartment at the time because it is August 26th, university graduation, I think graduates are already occupied almost all the apartments.
Mm-hmm.
So we find a house in the South Lakeshore,
mm-hmm.
Drive Chapel Hill. So. I stayed in the house. I think after reaching the house, three, four days I was staying with my professor.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave, I think, very good facilities. I think he used to cook rice and he is giving good food like almost India.
Who is your professor?
Dr. Richard Richardson. Actually, I was stayed with Dr. Richard Richardson.
Is it Bill Richardson?
No, he is Richard Richardson. He is not Bill Richardson. He is my he is one of my professor, but I am working with Professor Dr. Michael Warren. He is my supervisor. So I was staying with his house. He used to give very good food and nice hospitality. So I don't have much problem. So then we look apartment and I got the apartment in South Lakeshore Drive, Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
So I think after reaching my apartment, I think after second day or third day, the major hurricane, I think.
Oh,
hurricane
Fran.
Yeah.
It's no food.
So it's a heavy rain and no electricity. No power, nothing for 4 days. I had a very
bread
difficult time, only bread and coke only.
And you were alone, you didn't have a
I have much difficulty those days. Then after that I slowly, I participate with other people, interacting with other people in that neighborhood because that is a totally neighborhood area. So people normally evening and morning you can see a lot of people going
mm-hmm.
walking around because mostly all retired people I think they will always walk with the dog
and they talk
so
to you, right?
Yeah, they will talk to me and few people coming in the same bus, they are all working in the university.
How do you keep in touch with your family and Lata?
So I used to make by phone only.
By phone?
Yeah.
So there was a phone in your house? Or?
Yeah, as soon as I think I reached that house, I got phone connection.
No, in India.
In India we have phone.
You have phone also.
Yeah.
So so then you were able to follow.
Yeah.
So you must
yeah,
have been worried
weekend.
Knowing that Lata had a cesarean section.
Yeah. Yeah, they will inform me every, I think every week I can used to talk. I think.
Okay. And when did you come here, Lata?
I will come December 26th.
Yeah, I think October 15th.
No, 95 December. Sorry, 96 December.
You came soon after.
Yeah after
two,
I think
3 months
back.
He is 70 days baby.
I see.
So
yeah.
How was that? How was that coming with him on the plane? It must have been very tiring.
Yeah.
Did he sleep?
No problem. Yeah,
he's
no problem. Sleeping. Every time sleeping in flight. Yeah, no problem.
My brother just went to Canada.
Uh-huh.
And his wife didn't want to come later.
Oh.
So I think it would have been easy if he came first,
yeah.
Like Siva came,
okay.
And then found a house,
okay.
And then
after
his wife came
coming.
About 3 months later. But she didn't want to do that because she didn't want to travel with her children.
Yeah.
She also has two small
yeah,
children.
1 year old baby is very problem flight.
Right.
After 3 or 4 years, after no problem.
So they all came together.
Yeah, before no problem.
Before.
He's sleeping, eat milk, after sleep. The flight is very difficult.
Uh-huh.
He like, but he like every time flight. But this time go to last year I go to August, go to India. A very very problem.
I see.
Not sitting. Go to outside. Mummy go to home. Mummy
uh-huh.
no watch the TV.
Right.
So.
Uh-huh.
So she joined with me I think in December. So actually my house owner he also migrated from Iran. So he worked in the university.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he is more helping for us to do all kind of things, shopping, going for grocery and other things.
So I guess I would like to talk a little bit about your community
okay.
here in the United States.
Yeah.
So you have been here now for 3 years.
After reaching the university, I think I tried to meet some other Indian people,
mm-hmm.
but in my department I found 2-3 postdocs, so then I got some kind of interaction with them.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that I think we have some Lata's relatives living in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
I think they
Buffalo,
came
New
Buffalo, New York. They came some, I think more than 30 years ago. From my the same place, the same hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So they introduced some friends living in Cary. So they are associated with Carolina Tamil Sangam.
Mm-hmm.
So they are doing a lot of cultural program and they have some kind of association between the Tamil speaking people, Tamil community.
Mm-hmm.
So
Are they also Sri Lankan Tamils?
They
must have met, right?
Yeah, we met I think few Sri Lankan Tamils.
Mm-hmm.
I think so that Sangam is for all Tamil speaking. Anybody can, whoever interested in Tamil, they can join.
Mm-hmm.
So they are not any specific Indian or Sri Lanka.
Mm-hmm.
So we met a lot of Tamil speaking people.
Mm-hmm.
So normally they used to have some festivals like Diwali, Pongal, and the Tamil New Year.
Did you do anything on the 14th?
I think last Sunday they had some program for. They normally they have cultural programs for kids for dancing, singing, cinema songs.
Uh-huh.
So some kind of.
Is it in Kerala or is it here in
Chennai? Always in Raleigh actually.
In Raleigh.
Because the Department of Transport in Raleigh is giving auditorium free of cost.
I see.
So they used to have their programs in that auditorium. Then they have every 2 months I think they are screening one Tamil movie.
I see.
In Raleigh. There is a colony theater or something like that.
I have been there.
Yeah, that theater I think they are showing. Tamil movie. So we have some kind of to see all the people belongs to our same language and culture.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to go there.
Mm-hmm.
And that way we met a lot of people living in Chapel Hill area.
Okay.
Okay.
And in terms of your neighborhood around your house.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do anything with your neighbors here? Do you have is there any sort of community in the apartment complex? Or?
In apartment, actually a lot of Indian people, but here mostly they are all students. They are living alone or
mm-hmm.
with some other students. We don't have much interaction with students,
mm-hmm.
but we have interaction with some families, like one family from Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, initially they lived in the same campus,
mm-hmm.
same building.
Mm-hmm.
So now just they moved to adjacent building.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some kind of relation. We used to go to their house,
mm-hmm.
and they used to come to our house. They have two kids. So they are playing with Arvind sometimes.
Same age?
No,
oh.
They are a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
I think the boy is something around 11 or 12 years.
Yeah.
The girl is 7 years. So still Arvind wants to play with them. He likes more.
Yeah.
Then another, there is a Mexican family used to live near our apartment.
Nice.
So they have 3 children. So we have some kind of interaction. Sometimes we go for a dinner with them or something like that. So they are, yeah, they are very nice compared to bigger. They also, Mexican people eat more chili, more hot
like us.
Food. So they like, I think, we like that food. So that way they used to give very nice food for us.
Have you ever been invited by an American family to come and visit them for a
minute? Yeah, actually my professor, I think two of my professors visited, invited us to join with them in the Thanksgiving dinner
mm-hmm.
during Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
So every year they always invite us. So we used to go and meet with a lot of American people.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other Americans that you consider close friends? What I mean by close friends is people, you know, on a Saturday you would go and visit them or you would go out with them for a film.
No, so far we didn't come that kind of things.
You don't have it.
Because initially we lived in that house. We have a lot of neighbors in that area. Lata used to go to her house and talk with them. Sometimes they call for they call us for dinner. But after coming this apartment, we don't have much interaction with American families.
I see.
When we were there, we have more interaction with a lot of American families.
So what do you think is the difference between the two places?
The place, the apartment, I think mostly the students are some kind of people. They are not very family oriented people are living in the apartment complex.
Yeah.
I think most of the complex, I think maybe true, I don't know, but I have seen here mostly all students, you cannot see them actually most of the time.
They're out.
Yeah.
Mm.
So when we are living in that house, residential area, we got more interaction with American people. Yeah.
Are you all religious?
Yeah, we are basically Hindus.
Hindu.
Yeah.
Do you have an opportunity to practice your religion? Is there a temple?
Yeah, there is a temple in Morris Valley, near the airport, I think.
I see.
So that is Hindu Bhavan, that is called Hindu Bhavan.
Mm-hmm.
They have all kind of gods, because in Hinduism we have thousands of gods. But we are not more particular about temple, because Hindus believe you can see the God wherever, even all things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not more religious or something like that.
Yeah.
I believe there is only one God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that way I don't never feel that we have temple or not, because in India also we have different kind of temples and different kind of faith among the Hindus.
Right.
So for a religious point of view, I think we normally worship in the house itself.
Right.
So we have statues of small statues of all gods, so we can worship in the house. So we don't have any, in terms of religion, we don't have any problem in this country.
This is a more broad question. How do you think your community, say if you had stayed in India, without coming here and say worked in Tamil Nadu, how do you think coming here has changed your experience?
Yeah, in India people normally they have more closed communities. I think, I don't know, in the big cities it may be a little bit difficult. I think it may be almost similar like US, because even in India, if you live in big cities like Delhi, your neighbors may be from different places. You have to speak with them in a language, the same language in English. And they also have interaction with almost like this. But they may still, I think, little bit they have a close relation. But when coming to here, I think we are little bit isolated, I think, because here I think the culture is their culture, in American culture or Western culture, I think they have very, I think, close bond between, even among with them, the family members. I think after the son gets, I think, 18 year age, I think he is independent. He can go anywhere and he can do his own. But I think in that way, I think we don't feel much about that community, because whenever you see some people in street or university, they are more friendly. They are more always very happy, I think, to when you see, they always wish. So that way, I think it's okay. It's not much problem in terms of. But in India, even if they say they live very closely, then they are very very close community, but if only the people, if already they know, they say hello. Otherwise, if you say hello, they may look in a different way. So they never expect, if anybody, someone unknown to you saying hello or something, they never accept. So that way, I think, I feel here it is more comfortable.
I mean, for both, for you, both of you, I mean, what do you all consider home now?
Now we can, I think, consider, I think, North Carolina, Chapel Hill is our home, and Carboro is our home. So we have a lot of people, I think, all communities, like even Indian, people from Indian subcontinent, Mexico, and even American people also. We are interacting with American people, so we didn't feel much. But still, I think, in terms of our parents and relatives, in India, we feel, I think, still, I think, sometime, I think, still we want to go back to India or something like that. But still, we are not decided.
Do you think that you can live in this community and continue to be, practice your culture, your religion, to maintain your identity as a Tamil?
I think it is possible to maintaining our culture and integrating, learning some new things from their culture, and it is not much problem. I think it is good, I think, because in terms of our children, I think it is because America is going, I think, almost multiculturalism. I think everywhere you can see a lot of people from coming different part of the world and living together. So that way we don't find anything difference.
Do you think that your children, when they start to get a little older and start going to school, and when they grow up, that they will they be able to maintain their first of all, I guess we'll have to ask the question of what is their culture, and second, how do you worry that they might lose your heritage, your language?
I think it is not, they are not going to lose. If actually, if the, I think that is depends the parents. If the parents really want to teach their culture and their language to their children or daughter or son, they can. But I don't know. So far, I think in my experience, most of the people, some people, if they come 20 years ago, they are totally Americanized.
Mm-hmm.
They are not speaking their own mother tongue, or they are not following. But partly they are following their Indian culture, and partly they are not doing. But I have seen some people are doing more interest, and they are learning language, speaking their mother tongue,
mm-hmm.
even if they are born and brought up here,
right.
They are speaking. Because I don't know, these days it is very easy to maintain and you continue your culture and identity, because the internet, I think information technology gives all the information, whatever you need, I think you can get it. So there is no problem, it is not difficult to continue. If they want, they can use, I think they can have always their separate identity.
Mm-hmm. I just have a few more questions before we finish up.
Okay.
Having, you know, you must have traveled to other parts of the United States,
yeah.
Also, what do you think about the Chapel Hill Carbaro area as a area to live in, as a community to make your home, compared to other areas in America?
We went to different places like Buffalo, New York, Atlanta,
Boston.
And Boston. But I don't know, most of the places are all big cities compared
mm-hmm.
to Chapel Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, came from initially from India, we are from a small village. So we don't feel anything if Chapel Hill is a small place or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We feel it is more, compared to other city, big cities, it is more comfortable. And we feel, I think, similar type of environment, like village-like
mm-hmm.
things with all facilities. So it is better place in compared to other places in the United States. Chapel Hill is definitely
nice
a better place,
mm-hmm.
very nice place.
Have you ever felt any racism or any felt that you've been treated differently because you don't fit in with the mainstream?
No, so far I don't
you
come across any such kind of things.
Yeah. This the last question I want to ask you, just I think relates to sort of any struggles you have being an immigrant. I guess one issue is of course the issue of your parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you think about that. You could have them come and live with you here, or you could go back and be with them, or maybe another solutions. What?
This point, I think we didn't decide to go back, or we can stay continuously here. But I think my parents cannot come and stay with us because it is very difficult for them to stay this environment, because I was lived in different places and different environment, so almost their life is entirely different than me.
Mm-hmm.
So
even before you came here, you traveled.
Yeah,
in Madras, you went to
yeah,
Delhi, and you traveled.
Because if you live, if any person goes to from Tamil Nadu to Delhi, it is entirely it almost like a foreign place.
Right.
So you have to speak different language and different
right.
culture. So I lived in different places and different culture. I have seen different people, different culture.
Mm-hmm.
But my parents and all lived in the same place. From the they are born and brought up in the same place and living in the same place. So for them it is difficult. They can visit one time and they can see all the places in US. I think that is the only my wish.
Right.
I think if I get any good opportunity, I think I can go back and
mm-hmm.
I can stay with them.
I just have a few more questions for you, Latha.
Okay.
A few questions. I'm particularly interested in talking to you about, you know, we are all at the university, but you work at Harris Teeter. How long have you worked there?
About 2.5 years.
Mommy,
2.5 years. Not the first working in Rose store.
Right.
Departmental store.
Uh-huh.
Cashiers, accountant. But after change, move the apartment, this very near Harris Theater. Yeah, it's right. Mm-hmm. After Harris Theater, it's very near.
How have you enjoyed? You probably come into contact with a lot of
people,
different Americans,
yeah,
from
different
kinds
different
of people.
Time pausing.
How did you feel?
So I like Americans,
uh-huh.
But Indians come to my line.
No. It's not there asking me. Kya kar keli bolso? Ang ande different Americans varanga. அவங்க கூட பழகிறதுல அவங்கள வந்து எப்படி பிடிச்சிருக்கா, அவங்க எப்படி நடந்துக்கிறாங்க உங்கள்கிட்ட, நீ இந்தியனுங்கிறதுனால வந்து உன்னை வந்து ஏதாவது வேறு மாதிரி பார்க்குறாங்களா, இல்லை உங்கள்கிட்ட பேசுகிற விதத்தில் ஏதாவது வித்தியாசம் இருக்கா?
அவங்க இந்தியன்ஸ்
வர்றான், அதை பற்றிலாம் அவங்க கேட்குறாங்களா? இந்தியன்ஸ் வந்தால் வேறு செக்அவுட் போகணும்னா தட் இஸ் தர் நேச்சர். நீ இந்தியன்ஸ் வந்து அமெரிக்கன்ஸ் உங்கள்கிட்ட எப்படி
பழகிறாங்க? Ask how are you, good morning, everything.
Nice.
Yeah, Americans is very good. Yeah.
Have you made any friends from working at the Harris Theater? Have you met any people who have become your friends?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of friends, Spanish and different state, a lot of Indian people.
Nice.
Indian cassettes is 5 or 6 cassettes,
yeah.
Indians, but I like it.
So when you're working there, where does Arvind, does he stay with a friend here? Where does he stay?
No, actually, first 2 years, I think she worked only part-time.
Evening.
Evening,
ah,
6
so
to
9. So you at home? When
yeah.
You know, so
6 o'clock, 6 to 9 I'm working here.
So only for
just
these 2-3 months, she's going in the morning. So Arvind go to another Mexican family house. I think they will take care, I think. Sometimes she used to go from 1 to
9.
Evening 9. Only weekly, 4 days he used to go there, house, and their children is speaking very good English. I think he is speaking more English.
It's 3 children. It's a Spanish house. It's 2 girls and 1 boy.
Actually,
so
they
learn
lived
all people in English. So you learn English.
So at home you all speak to him in
Tamil.
Tamil.
Yeah, he speak 2 languages.
So he will grow up speaking 2 languages.
Yeah.
Yes, that's good. Have you gone back to India after you all have come here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Last October we went. She and Arvind spent I think more than
three
2.5 months, almost 3 months.
2 months stay in home.
So thank you very much. I think you know we'll. But well, Luis, because interview is very long.
Okay, thank you very much.
Because interview.